welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 28th. You'll be interested to know. 236 years ago, today, in 1789, the mutiny on the Bounty unfolded in the South Pacific Ocean. Led by Fletcher Christian, the crew of the British ship HMS Bounty rebelled against Captain William Bligh, setting him and 18 loyal sailors adrift in a small boat. This remarkable event has inspired numerous books, films, and discussions about leadership, loyalty, and human resilience. Captain Bligh's extraordinary navigation skills enabled him to guide the small boat over 3,600 nautical miles to safety, showcasing the indomitable spirit of exploration and survival. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 6+ feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 4 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, winds may shift, leading to some choppy conditions later on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 1-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 18 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 4 foot at 10:45 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features varying surf conditions. Tuesday starts with clean 4 to 5+ feet waves and light northwest winds, ideal for early sessions. By afternoon, conditions shift to choppy with increasing winds. Wednesday offers clean 3 to 4 feet waves in the morning, transitioning to choppy later. Thursday begins with clean 3 to 4 feet waves, but becomes choppy in the afternoon, maintaining rideable conditions. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 53 degrees, with 16 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:31, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:03. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Monday, with temperatures reaching a high near 64, accompanied by a gentle west wind at 5 to 10 mph, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 11, with a low around 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 68 and light west winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday and Thursday will also be partly sunny, with highs near 66 and 67. Nights remain mostly cloudy, with lows around 55 to 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Jack in the Box has revealed plans to close between 150 and 200 restaurants by the end of 2025, as part of its Jack on Track initiative aimed at improving financial performance. This includes 80 to 120 closures over the next few years, focusing on underperforming restaurants, many of which have been in operation for over 30 years. The company, which operates approximately 2,200 outlets across 22 states, will also explore the sale of the Del Taco chain, acquired in 2022 for around $585 million. The CDO emphasized a shift to a simplified and asset-light business model to enhance shareholder returns. Now on to sports. In 2024, Michael Jordan earned an astounding $300 million, surpassing Cristiano Ronaldo's $260 million, making him the world's highest-paid active athlete. After retiring from the NBA in 1993, Jordan famously stated he would need a contract of $300 million to return for money. His impressive income is largely due to his partnership with Nike, which started in 1984 and has generated significant revenue, including $7 billion last year. Jordan's total career earnings have reached $3 billion, bolstered by investments, most notably in the Charlotte Hornets. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco, the Friars fell to the Rays 4-2. Despite a sacrifice fly from Machado and a run from Tatis, the Padres couldn't top Tampa Bay. Littell secured the win for the Rays, while Vasquez took the loss for San Diego. Fairbanks earned the save and rookie Simpson's 3 hits, and a run scored on a wild pitch highlighted Tampa Bay's performance. After the sweep, San Diego's record now stands at 17-11. Tomorrow night, the Padres take on the Giants at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 2-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 1.20 ERA, faces Logan Webb, who holds a 1.98 ERA. First pitch is at 6:40. Expect mild conditions with temperatures around 66 degrees in San Diego. Last night, the Lakers faced a tough defeat against the Timberwolves, losing 116-113 at Target Center. Anthony Edwards was spectacular, lighting up the scoreboard with 43 points. Despite Luka Doncic's valiant 38 points and 13 rebounds, the Lakers fell short. The series now stands at 3-1, with the Timberwolves leading and the Lakers facing elimination on Wednesday night at the Crypt. Also, last night, the Kings fought hard, but fell to the Oilers 4-3 in Edmonton in Game 4 of the series. Trevor Moore struck first for LA, but the Oilers rallied with Leon Draisaitl's overtime goal. The teams head to LA for Game 5, with the Kings keeping their 2-1 lead. In top news, Google is training a new artificial intelligence model called Dolphin Gemma to decode dolphin vocalizations with hopes of enabling humans to communicate back. Set for an open-source release this summer, Dolphin Gemma is based on decades of research from the Wild Dolphin Project, which has gathered extensive audio and video data from Atlantic spotted dolphins in the Bahamas. This model identifies patterns in dolphin sounds, potentially revealing insights beyond human perception. Additionally, researchers are developing a device named Chat, which will help dolphins learn to mimic sounds associated with specific objects. However, the debate continues over whether animal communication constitutes true language. In business news, OpenAI's chief executive officer, Sam Altman, revealed that the company's electricity costs have surged tens of millions of dollars due to users being polite to ChatGPT. A recent survey indicated that 67% of individuals in the United States use polite language with AI, with some citing concerns over a potential AI uprising. However, politeness comes with an energy cost. A report found that ChatGPT consumes 1,059,000,000 kilowatt hours annually, leading to an estimated annual expenditure of about $140 million. Despite these costs, OpenAI remains financially robust, having recently raised $40 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% over the weekend to just over $94,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 7% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking mission, scientists have drilled deeper into the Earth's mantle than ever before, providing a rare opportunity to study this vast layer. They extracted a core measuring 1,268 meters, revealing serpentinized peridotite, formed by the interaction of salt water and mantle rock. Although they did not reach the Mohorovicic discontinuity, or MOVO, the study offers valuable insights into the composition of the upper mantle, including Harzburgite and gabbros. With the future of such drilling missions uncertain, this research could illuminate the processes that have shaped our planet. And in entertainment news, in The Accountant 2, Ben Affleck returns as the titular hero, showcasing a comedic twist on his character's struggles with autism. Co-starring John Bernthal as his brother, the film offers unexpected charm, like Affleck's character participating in a line dance. This sequel, directed by Gavin O'Connor, shifts from the previous film's serious tone to blend comedy and action. The plot involves a mystery tied to human trafficking, showcasing Affleck's analytical skills and introducing Bernthal's character as a humorous counterpart. The film hints at potential franchise expansion, promising more adventures for these unique characters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American entrepreneur and animator, Walt Disney. And he said, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.